It's Thursday, time again for Foodstuffs, our weekly look at New Hampshire food and food culture. There's a spring tradition that's been building over the last few years, Peeps Diorama Contests. Participants use those little candy birds and bunnies, putting them into all kinds of wacky displays. We have some Peeps builders in New Hampshire. Joining me now is Fran Huot of the Library Arts Center in Newport, which is holding its fourth annual Peeps Diorama Contest. Fran, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much.
I first heard about this tradition because the Washington Post has been doing a Peeps competition for its readers for a number of years. What was it that made the Library Arts Center want to do a contest as well?
We started the contest back in the spring of 2012 after one of our members had brought the idea to us after seeing a similar arts organization in another state host a contest the previous year. And we had seen the incredible contest hosted by all the big urban newspapers such as the Washington Post and the Denver Post around the country. But we were really intrigued with the idea, and we wanted to bring it to our community on a smaller scale with kind of more of a community arts feel to it. We were really pleasantly surprised, and we had about 100 entries in our first year.
Wow.
Many from our immediate region, but also quite a few from around the state. I remember one guy driving over an hour from Manchester to bring in his entry, so it really generated a lot of excitement in our state.
And not just quantity, but quality. I mean, these can be very intricate.
Absolutely. You would be amazed at what some people come up with, not only the creativity that comes from using puns on the word peep, but just the intricate detail that goes into creating these dioramas. It's really incredible what a lot of people put into it.
Do you have any favorite variations using the word peep that have, say, a New Hampshire theme to them or an Upper Valley theme to them?
One of our most creative entries that we've seen was from a little girl in our first year. She did the old peep in the mountain after the old man in the mountain, and that was really fun. And we've also seen several really creative entries from our immediate region right around the Sunapee area. We've had themes of Mount Sunapee, they call it.
Oh, perfect.
And skiers skiing down the mountain. And then from several years ago, we had one of the major vessels on Lake Sunapee, the MV Kearsarge, sunk several years ago. And so we had one of our patrons made a diorama centered on that as well, the sinking of the MV Peepsarge. So it was absolutely incredible. She had life jackets on the little bunnies out on the on the plank and everything. It was really, really neat.
Now, how do you choose the winners, and then what do they receive?
We judge all of the entries in several categories. So we have a children's category, a family group category, and an adult category. And all of the entries are judged upon creative and original concepts, creative use or manipulation of the peeps in the diorama, and also artful design. They receive really fun homemade peeps trophies, which are really neat. They have actual peeps on them and lots of adornment and jewels and feathers and all kinds of things. They're really highly coveted, which is great. And then we also have prizes that have been donated to us by the Peeps and Company Corporation.
The big question is, once the judging is over, do people eat their peeps? Do they preserve them for posterity, or do they do what people on the internet do, which is stick their peeps in the microwave just to see what happens to them?
We see it all. We really do. A lot of people do end up eating parts of their dioramas, but usually by the time the peeps are finished being on display, they're quite hard, so they're a little hard to eat sometimes. We see some people that have bonfires with their dioramas. We have some that put them in the microwave. There are also some people that are starting kind of a little museum in their home of all their diorama entries from over the years.
Well, Fran, it's been a pleasure talking with you. Thanks so much, and enjoy the new dioramas.
Well, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure talking with you.